In the original Netflix series called House of Cards, actor Nathan Darrow, a native of Kansas City, plays Edward Meacham. It's an understated role, but he's the keeper of secrets as bodyguard and driver for ruthless Congressman Francis Frank Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey.
From this moment on, you are a rock. You absorb nothing, you say nothing, and nothing breaks you. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
After graduate school, Nathan Darrow returned to Kansas City and performed on many stages, including roles as Romeo and Henry V at the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival. Darrow moved to New York in 2009 and says it was Shakespeare's Richard III that led to House of Cards.
It was a co-production between the Old Vic and the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Sam Mendes directed, and Kevin Spacey played Richard in that. And he was already about to do House of Cards, and they were casting it around the time that we were touring Richard III, and he kind of put me up for it. So I went in for David Fincher and the folks, and that's how I got on the show.
Did you audition for this role in particular, or were you kind of doing an open audition?
Actually, I was originally up for a different role, but then this one became the one that was right.
You were playing the bodyguard of the character played by Kevin Spacey, the congressman. In some ways, Edward Meacham is somewhat of an observer who is really charged with keeping lots of secrets. And I'm just wondering what appeals to you about this character.
His mystery appeals to me, possibly his loneliness.
As a viewer, you don't really know a lot about him as a character. He's very clean-cut and wears a dark suit. And I think at one point you're told that he was and maybe served in the military. But did you have to kind of create any sort of backstory?
Even before we shot that scene and I got those pages where he says that he was in Afghanistan, I was kind of already thinking that could be it. So I was already trying to imagine that and try to let it just feed me physically in the work, so the writing and what I invented sort of met, which was nice.
You mentioned appearing in Richard III, which was on tour internationally, and you played two different roles, Lord Grey and also Henry Tudor. And what was it like to work with Kevin Spacey in that production and then again in House of Cards?
He's a very, very special force as an actor. On stage especially, and in that part, all of his physical gifts could really kind of carry it. And it was so impressive to see, and then it gave a person a lot to deal with on stage with him. And then going into House of Cards, it's almost like he's almost seamlessly recalibrates, and then he can take all of that and turn it into this brilliant cinematic focus. He takes his position as kind of a mentor very seriously, and also he understands that, you know, this is all a very long tradition that, and he was kind of given opportunities and given attention as a young actor, and that's very important for him. He kind of sees that as part of his job, really, to kind of continue it, pass it along.
I was curious about the sort of the differences between theater and television, and you've performed a lot in the theater in Kansas City and Washington, D.C. and New York and other cities. And how has television, this experience working in television, been different for you?
Well, it's so different. This is kind of the first sustained experience I've had in front of the camera. In the theater, it's almost like they give the actors the play, more or less. You know, the lights go up and the actors are kind of in charge. And a lot of the other work has maybe kind of already been done. There's people backstage moving things and props and wardrobe. And these are very important in the theater. But on a film set, you have all these artists working constantly in the moment. And they're there with you. So like a cameraman and a dolly grip, they're experts. They're amazing, you know. So I think I spent like the first half of the first season just in awe of all of these people and how good they were at their jobs.
Television has just a very different pacing to it? I mean, I'd imagine with television there is a lot more kind of stop and start.
Oh, yeah, of course. And sometimes it's like, I mean, even the creator, our creator, Bo Willimon, is always there and refining as much as he can. I mean, sometimes it's like he's shaving syllables right there. So, yeah, it's constantly being finessed.